Hearts and Bones by Niamh Mulvey, read by Breffni Houlihan. For Thomas Meehan. I missed her fearfully and could no longer deceive myself and tried to get other people to deceive me. Anton Chekhov, My Life. Mother's Day. I was due to meet my mother at a gallery in the centre of town. I hadn't seen her in 5 years, and I hoped she would think that I looked better than she had expected. As I got ready, I noticed the ways my body was getting all worn. The skin on the insides of my elbow joints and around my eyes was starting to become thin and papery, like the wings of a moth or some other flimsy flying thing. But I didn't really mind because it reminded me of her, of the age she had been when I had first known her. Although I flatter myself, of course. I was born to a 24-year-old, and I am now in my early 40s. A fresh wind blew in and shook the early blossoms off the trees in the garden, and everything in my house was beautiful and well-made, and I saw it all with her eyes before I left to meet her. The children were at school, my husband was at work, it was a Tuesday, it was quiet on the street as I walked the tube, it was mid-morning. I had a wonderful life that I had not earned, and everything we owned pointed to that fact, so I could not invite her to sit here among my things and drink coffee from the little cups we had bought in Istanbul 2 summers ago. It was her fault that I had so much. She taught me to think of myself as special, and so I found myself working on a fine arts magazine, passionate, broke, and ridiculously embarrassingly pretty. I didn't know anything then about how money wraps itself around art. I didn't know that when a nice young man whose father was on the board fell for me, people would smile and nod in a way that showed that this was no surprise, that this was the way things were. I didn't know anything, and she didn't teach me. So it was her fault, and it was my fault. And that was why things went the way they went, and that's why I hadn't seen her in 5 years. I found out I was pregnant again on the day I got the message from my mother asking me to meet her. And for a while I thought of it all as a gorgeous coincidence that lit the way towards a possible reconciliation. But when I saw her sitting in the cafe near the wing of the gallery that I remembered all too belatedly had been built by pharmaceutical blood money, I realised that this meeting was not about me or my body and its new life at all. It was about her and her body and its old, tired, ebbing life. And I felt irritated by the way she'd shown me up already, and again for being thoughtless, self-absorbed, and silly. She was sitting quietly in front of a scone and a cup of tea. Her hair seemed to be gone. She wore a scarf over her head. I sat down in front of her. She reached out her hands. I put mine over them. Her face showed the impact of illness, and I was momentarily unable to speak. "I need some of his money," she said, and I nodded. "I'm pregnant," I said, and she laughed. I smiled back and she looked at me as if she were proud for one tiny second. Spring is the best time of year to live in this city. And it always makes me think of our old flat, south of the river, the place of my very earliest memories. I have this sense of a pram under a tree, and the breeze is moving through the leaves making shadowy flickers over a blanket, and I think maybe I am lying under that blanket. I can close my eyes and be in this moment, but I am afraid to do it. I have a sense of the young woman that was her, moving around near me, under the tree, getting something for me. There is music somewhere. The neighbourhood we lived in was noisy and full of people from everywhere. People who had nothing much except those lovely streets of crumbling Victorian terraces near a park. I never went to that part of the city anymore. I didn't need to. I'd risen above it, and so in my mind, it was wrapped up in the past, with being just the two of us, as it was throughout those days. My mother told me then that she could no longer afford the mortgage payments on her small house in the community.